We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doug Plagans is sitting here with us. So a couple things here. Tonight, 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena. All fans in attendance will get this good-looking 2010's puck. This will complete the 30th anniversary series puck collection. Are you taking them home because you're a collector?
I've got the second one. I've got the 2000s night one up in the broadcast booth. I got to find my 90s night one, but 2010's, excited for this one. I was huge back then in the 2010s.
That was your era?
Yep, yep.
That was your wheelhouse? Because I'm an 80s. Like, give me the 80s all day, every day. You like the 2010s?
I was just big back then.
You're talking like physically big? Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton will bang the drum pregame tonight, and Ed Jovanovski will participate in the ceremonial puck drop.
All Panthers during the 2010s.
That is correct. That was Jovo's second run.
Yes.
With the Panthers. Solana, before I get into it here with Plagans, you lost your fee?
I did, Hawk.
He had a bet going, Yerfie, which is yes, runs in the first inning. Marlins, Pirates. I'm a big Nerfie guy, no runs first inning bet. And he bet the Yerfie today, but there were no runs in the first inning of the Marlins opener.
I don't have any data in front of me, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that the no runs first inning hits more than the yes runs.
Correct. So no runs first. The Nerfie is always less odds because of that. The Yerfie is a lot tougher to hit.
I don't know about that.
My thought was opening day, you're throwing your two best pitchers.
I'll give it to Solana, though, for this, because early in the season, maybe the pitchers don't have their best stuff.
That's what Solana was saying.
I think there's something to that.
Solana also suggested that maybe Jesus Luzardo was nervous today pitching the Marlins opener.
I wouldn't have entertained that idea.
Yeah, neither would I.
No?
Neither did I.
Plagans, I mean, he's really only getting the start on opening day because of a couple other injuries to some other guys. Hometown kid, a lot of pressure on him this year to compete.
I think he's qualified, though, to have that start.
But these guys always talk about first day nerves, first day butterflies. They always talk about that. They always talk about that.
Nobody talks about that.
Plus, Jesus Luzardo is a 6-year MLB vet. I don't think he's
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't think was a great job handicapping.
If there were nerves, they'd be good nerves.
Right. Excitement.
Yes.
Tonight, by the way, you can listen to the Panthers game on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. The television portion of tonight's game, the pregame, will be on Bally Sports Sun because Bally Sports Florida will have the Marlins game. And then the telecast of tonight's Panthers game will be on both Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida. So there you go. A little housekeeping before
we begin
here. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and you will hear him tonight on 560. So do you think the loss to Boston Tuesday night, you're up a goal and you end up losing the game. And I heard some people say that maybe that's kind of a wake-up call because there's this little lull going on with the Panthers at the end of the season. But I kind of feel like, wake-up call? Like, do they need a wake-up call? Like, they're just fine. So What was your takeaway on Tuesday night? Just a tough loss?
I think it was just two really good teams. Somebody was going to win the game and somebody wasn't, and there were a couple of breaks that went against the Panthers late. And I think it was just, like I said, it was a game in which the Panthers, they started great. They had had leads throughout the game, but those are both really good teams that are going to see each other again on April 6th and are going to potentially see each other again in a playoff series. I think both teams are probably looking at it saying, okay, we're going to get back to where we want to get to. Good chance it's going to have to be through that team. So those are it was just two really good hockey teams. The Panthers had a bounce go against them late. The shot that David Pastrnak took that went off Pavel Zacha ended up being the 4-3 goal, and that was all she wrote for that one. I wouldn't put too much stock into calling it an end-of-season lull either. You look at this recent stretch, the Panthers have had a run of 10 or so games, all for the most part against playoff-bound teams or playoff bubble teams that are playing for their lives. And sometimes when you throw urgency and desperation into the equation, that can be a factor that makes things go different ways. The Panthers also had a few games there without Barkov. They are getting Aaron Ekblad back tonight after a 7-game injury absence. The Panthers have been in a situation, and it's a luxury, they've been in a situation where they've got ample depth and a good enough spot in the standings that if somebody's not 100%, they don't need to rush them back into the lineup. They had Gus Forsling out of the lineup there for a couple of games, the two on that trip to the Northeast. So there have been some key guys out of the lineup. It's important for those guys to get that rest and get back to 100%, and they've been in a spot in the standings where they're able to give guys the extra 24 hours if that's what they need. So I wouldn't worry too much about a loss to Boston or really any other loss that's taken place here. Big picture, I think the record is still something like 24-9-3 since the turn of the new year. You play at that clip over a season, and you're going to be in a good spot.
Right. In totality, you have no problems with how the season's gone. It's just been a little bit, I think, of a stumble here end.
I wouldn't put any stock into it. I think this is a contending team. It's arguably the best roster in the Eastern Conference, and I only say Eastern Conference because these are the teams that we see every night, haven't had a chance to see up close and personal what, for example, the deeper version of the Colorado Avalanche looks like in person, things like that. But again, the schedule, they're in the middle of 10 and 17 days. This is a hard grind, and they knew coming out of that uncharacteristic 4-day break, they were going to have 10 and 17 days. It was going to be a grind, and there were going to be a lot of tough matchups in there. There was going to be travel in there. There are going to be a couple of back-to-backs. So overall, like I said, I wouldn't put much stock in a couple of losses late in the year.
Give me your breakdown then, speaking of the East. I think there's top four teams and then everyone else. So give me between the Panthers and the Rangers and the Hurricanes and who am I leaving out, the Bruins. How does it stack up to you?
I think the Panthers, the Hurricanes, the Bruins, the Rangers, those are the four contenders. Now, what's interesting is for a long time, Toronto looked like they were entrenched in that third spot in the Atlantic. They've stumbled a little bit here lately, and the Tampa Bay Lightning have gotten hot. And the Lightning are only 2 points back now of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So Tampa Bay could vault itself out of a wild card and push the Leafs back into a wild card by the time this is all said and done. It's going to be an interesting sprint to the finish between those two teams. And those two teams, I don't put them in the group with that top four we just mentioned necessarily in terms of, I think, how dangerous maybe they could be. But could both those teams get hot enough to make a run? Absolutely. They have the talent to do so. The Lightning have not only the talent, but they have the pedigree to fall back on to do that. The race for those wild card spots is interesting. And when I say the wild card, I also lump in the third spot in the Metro because the Philadelphia Flyers, who've exceeded a lot of expectations, they've been there basically the entire season. Washington has just hung around this thing, and now they're in the second wild card. And the Detroit Red Wings, who come in here to Amerant Bank Arena on Saturday, they're the team now that is on the outside looking in and trying to get back into that mix. It's going to be an entertaining race, and what's interesting here is right now, depending on where the Panthers finish, there are probably 5-6 teams that they could play come round one. We'll just have to wait and see how the chips fall.
You know, you talk about the sprint to the finish. So there's 10 games left for the Panthers. What does Paul Maurice need to see or want to see, or has he seen enough over the season that, hey, let's get through these 10 games and we'll worry about the postseason. Is there any kind of meaning to these final 10?
There always is. I think number one, you do want to have your game where you want it to be come game 83. You want to be able to be in that position where you're dialing it up. You're happy with how things look. You're happy with the way the rosters all come together and everything like that. This is a talented team, no question about it. The other thing is, and he's kind of said as much, getting a look at different line combos, getting a look at who can play where, what he's comfortable with, because you get into a playoff series, whether it be game to game or within a game, and somebody gets banged up, you want to be able to know, okay, well, if without this guy, we can move this guy here, we can move this guy here, and we like that. We've seen it. We know how to use it. We know what to do with it. So I think a lot of it's about just learning the different combos, learning the different traits of the personnel here down the stretch, and just making sure the game is where you want it to be.
You're going to hear the Panthers tonight here on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans. It'll be a good one. These final 10 are going to be fun to watch. The entire playoff race as it comes down to it is going to be really fun to watch and listen to. Today is opening day in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
You're a big baseball fan. We know that. You do a ballpark tour during the off season sometimes with your friends. What is the must? What is the must-have opening day at the ballpark? We were talking about this earlier. Do you have to have a hot dog and a beer at the ballpark on opening day? I feel like during the rest of the season, you can get a little cutesy. You know, you want to try the taquitos or whatever. But what on opening day? It's the beginning of the baseball season. It signifies a lot. You're at the ballpark. What do you have to get?
So this is an interesting one here, Hawk. Not to crush your dreams on this one, but I've been to all but two Major League ballparks of the active ones. Been to all but two. And there are very few ballpark cuisine items that stick out to me in my mind. My buddy and I, who I've gone to just about every one of these parks with, our big thing is finding we like to go to the restaurant near the ballpark, the place on the way to the game, the place, because we're in the city that we want to go to. If we're in Los Angeles, we're going to In-N-Out before we go to the game. Or we're going to go to In-N-Out after the game. We're not big ballpark food consumers.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you won't normally get a hot dog?
We'll usually do the big, large pop for the souvenir cup.
Interesting.
Yep. So we do the big meal in the afternoon, whether it be if we're in Kansas City, we're going to Jack Stack's Barbecue.
Isn't it fun to kind of graze on food during the game? Like you strike me... He might be, Solana, a scorecard guy. Do you keep an active scorecard?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
You have, though, in the past.
Yeah, I don't even have the attention span, I don't think, to sit there. Because then you can't go and take a walk.
Right.
You know, you have to.
Because if you're in, you got to do everything.
Yeah, you have to be locked in.
Right.
There are only a handful of items.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
out of the, like I said, I've been to all but two active parks. There are only a couple that I would consider
to be. What about a Dodger
dog?
I mean, at Dodger Stadium?
I've done it. I've had the regular one and the all-beef one. It's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I would say the best ballpark food item, and I don't even know if they still have it, White Sox have a full-size souvenir batting helmet, and it had three different flavors of ice cream and a funnel cake on the bottom and whipped cream and like four different topping sauces and nuts and bananas and
seems
strawberries.
Like that seems like you don't prefer the little mini helmet with
honestly,
the soft serve.
That for what we're like, this is the best thing going. That was awesome. But like if I'm in Pittsburgh, I'm going to Permane Brothers, then we're going over to the game. If I'm in California, we're hitting In-N-Out on the way home and in the afternoon.
When I go to a sporting event, even when there's restaurants around, because I know a lot of people, they'll go to Bayside before a Heat game. Like, I like to eat in the stadium. To me, there's something fun about having the stadium food and grazing on food, especially a baseball game.
Baseball, and that's a luxury baseball. The baseball kind of is able to play to that, almost like going to the fair.
It's a little quicker now.
It is.
You don't get to graze. When I'm at a baseball game, I didn't mind 3 hours, 3.5 hours, if I was there. Because it was more time to enjoy the ballpark. On TV, I like a 2.5 hour game, 2-hour and 20-minute game. But when I'm there, I like it to be long.
Well, especially like you, and you know this coming from the Midwest too. And I growing up in Detroit, part of the great thing about baseball is in markets like Detroit, in Cleveland, where I lived for a number of years, you have these nice months, and going to sit at the ballpark is something you look forward to. Yeah. And from about May through September, that's really the only consistent good weather months that you have. I mean, going to April games in Detroit, Cleveland, places like that, you're gearing. That's not for the faint of heart.
Yep.
To go to an April game in one of those markets. So, you know, where they play outdoors. But when the weather's nice, you don't even look to see who they're playing. You don't look to see who they're playing. You're going to the ballpark because it's going to be a beautiful evening in June, and it's going to be 78 degrees in downtown Cleveland, and you're just sitting there enjoying it.
What about Cracker Jack? Do people still like Cracker Jack? Do people even know what Cracker Jack is?
I like it. I like caramel corn with a little bit of peanuts mixed in. Toffee in there, I think.
A lot of people call it Cracker Jacks. Do you know that it is Cracker Jack?
That's what the box says.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have Cracker Jack, Solana? You ever had it?
I knew what it was, and I've had it before, but no, that is not something I look forward to eating at a ballpark, especially in Miami. I mean, I can get croquetas, Doug. What am I doing with a bag of Cracker Jack?
But it's in the song, you know, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the song, Hawk.
Because it's in the song.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah.
What's going on in the Marlins game, by the way? I can see it out behind you.
They're up 2-0 right now.
The Marlins are
up 2-0? Who did the damage?
Yeah, 2-0.
Give me a Jake Berger home run. Come on.
No Jake Berger home run, but Jazz Chisholm scored and Jake Berger scored as well.
Jazz Chisholm hit?
I don't know. He got on base, but I don't know if he got a hit. I missed it. So I'm not certain.
Because I got a parlay working. I need a Jazz Chisholm hit.
Oh, okay.
Just a hit. Then
he
also need a – he walked?
Yeah, he walked.
Son of a gun.
I could use a home run from Jazz. You know, in Topps baseball cards, they have these things called home run challenge. And you play it on a day you think the guy's going to hit a home run or that you hope the guy hits a home run. You play it on that date. If he hits a home run, then Topps mails you a unique – card because it was
but how do
it
you get to
winner.
Play it do you have to have
you get it you scratch it off you put the code in online so you only get to use it once and if it doesn't hit then
and you used it today
and I used Jazz
on Jazz
day. Yep
today
I had a Jazz one so I used it today.
Interesting.
I've hit on three or four of them in the past.
Interesting.
They're pretty cool.
I like opening day. There's something about opening day. This is a fun day in South Florida sports. I would love to see the Panthers get a dub tonight.
They clinch a playoff spot if they do.
Is that so?
Yep. A win of any fashion.
I mean, they're going to the playoffs regardless.
Right.
But
it would just be nice to have the little X. And,
this would clinch.
And there are some other variables. If they didn't win, some other things could happen that could get them in. But, yeah, a win of any sort tonight. And the Panthers can officially put that X next to their names and have a playoff spot.
Hey, Doug, I think it's really cool that you've been to almost every ballpark. What about minor league ballparks?
Oh, I bet he loves
because I have family in Rochester, so every time I'm in Rochester, it's called Innovative Field now, where the Red Wings play. I would go up there if I'm there for a weekend, 2-3 nights if they're playing. Do you do that as well? You go watch spring training? I guess you can't because
I
Panther
have been
season.
To spring training a couple of times. A group of friends and I I remember specifically 04 and 05, we went out to Arizona. One of those years, we did 14 games in 10 days.
Wow.
It was that was pretty cool. I've done minor league parks in a lot of different places around the country, some pretty cool places, some off-the-beaten-path kind of places. That's always fun to me.
How about a Savannah Bananas game? You into the Savannah Bananas?
I admire the idea behind it, and it's something new, and it's very successful. And
you
I
hate
credit,
it.
Credit
you
them
hate
for
it.
Being successful.
Because he's a purist.
I credit them for coming up with a successful idea. I see the highlights, and I'm like, that's great. It might be bringing some people into baseball. I just don't know what that's made for me. But you know what? I can sit here and say it doesn't have to be made
for
me.
You would go there and boo them.
No.
When they,
no, I'd go,
when
and
they
watch.
Did their shenanigans.
I'd go and watch, them. But I just don't. I guess that's
you'd
the.
You'd turn your back.
No, I wouldn't. I think the way I put it is I can realize not everything's made for me. I don't think that was made for me necessarily. I like to go and watch the intricacies of baseball, the way that it's been played, you know, since the 1800s.
Abner Doubleday.
Yes, since Abner Doubleday out there in Cooperstown with all his buddies started it up. But I appreciate what they're doing, and I credit anybody who comes up with an idea that sells tickets like that.
Hawk, I know what Doug Plagans is really thinking because it's what I'm thinking. All right, enough of your TikToks. Play the game the way it was meant to be played. We get
it. You know, Jimmy loves the Savannah Bananas. I mean, just he's been to them twice, and he loves it. So he's like, that's
only
your
once.
Arch. Well, yeah, you're going a second time, I'm sure.
Yes, I am.
You hate what Plagans is saying, right? It's the most fun you've ever had at a ballpark, Jimmy. Go ahead. You could say it.
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah.
No, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that it's fun.
Right. But the most fun you've ever had at a ballpark, Jimmy, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I like when Jimmy agrees with me. Like when he just plays along. All right, Doug Plagans, he's going to be on the call tonight. Panthers and Islanders, you heard it here first. Panthers win and they clinch.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard it here first. It's probably been mentioned before, but this is the first time we're learning of it.
Or if you were just really good at math and crunching numbers, you could have sat there and come up with that idea.
Who really wants to crunch numbers?
But the numbers are already crunched. Why crunch the numbers when they're crunched
crunch
for you?
Why crunch them when they're pre-crunched? Doug Plagans on the call tonight here in Sunrise. You will hear the game on 560 WQAM, 7 p.m. puck drop tonight.
7 p.m. puck drop. So we're on the air at 7 or dropping the puck right afterward.
Sounds very good. Have a good broadcast tonight. Let's get a dub so I can stop worrying. I know you told me to stop worrying that there's nothing,
nothing to worry about.
I just got a little bit of the spilkus over the last week and a half or so. So I'd like to get a dub tonight.
You All don't. Right. We don't need you worrying.
I don't want to be worried.
Nope, you don't need to worry.
All right, fair enough. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.